interesting views there. Let's go to Matty Russell from Fox, covers the NRL and the NBL. But Matt, just following up on Brian Fletcher there, he feels that maybe the nine should be played at another time of the year, midway through the season, and probably go for the younger players to give them an opportunity.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, that's a decent proposal because we are heading more and more, I feel, towards a mid-season break where you play the Origin Series, the International Test mid-year. And what do you do with the other players? Well, that would be the time that you could slot in something like a Nines tournament. I also agree that I think it's run its race in Auckland. I thought the crowds over 2 days at Eden Park were disappointing, given what we've seen in the past, given all the hype around the event. So I think that certainly the Nines are on the move from Auckland. Whether they move on the calendar, that's going to be very difficult to make happen, but it does seem to have some benefits.
Matty, what were your thoughts on the tournament as a whole? We saw some fantastic talent on offer, some great tries, and of course the Roosters beating the Panthers in the final.
Yeah, I love it. I like the Nines. I think it's a fantastic way to start the rugby league or NRL year, if you like. I hate hearing the criticism around it. There is too much criticism in the game. Look, treat it for what it is. It's a fun tournament to start the year. Yes, there are going to be injuries, but there could be injuries crossing the road for a training session, for goodness sake. Embrace it. Get behind it. Let's make it bigger and bigger. I really get irate when I hear and read criticism about different elements in rugby league. This is just a fun way to start the year. Let's make it bigger and better. That said, I think the crowd was disappointing. I thought the Warriors as the host team were disappointing again. Canterbury likewise. But let's celebrate the state against Penrith. They had a young team. Bernard Lewis from, well, he was raised in the Badu Island in the Torres Strait, came through Cairns, went through the Cowboys and Broncos and found a home at the Roosters on $10,000. He was the star, and by winning, he actually pockets $8,000 in player benefits. So he almost doubles his annual contract with one good performance at the Nine. So fantastic for Bernard Lewis. I loved so many elements of it. Connor Watson, the player of the tournament, and then that team of the tournament. Aren't there some excitement machines there? The likes of Kalen Ponga, Cameron Munster, Latrell Mitchell. You go on and on.
It's the one thing with the Nines, the ball just moves so quickly, and it was never more evident than in the semi where the Storm looked destined for victory, Matt, and they got rolled in the last few seconds.
Wasn't that a great game, Ben? And that sort of sums up what Nines can do. It's fantastic theatre, and I would hate to see that it disappears or is reduced on the rugby league calendar just because it doesn't quite suit some teams who are focused purely on the premiership. And that game was compulsive viewing. Bernard Lewis crueled Melbourne Storm. Cooper Cronk was watching in the Fox Sports studios, and he was in agony after he thought Melbourne Storm had done enough to win it. And, fantastic stuff. I hope the Nine goes on and on.
Matty, switching codes now in the NBL. We've only got one more week of the regular season, and Adelaide, we've been saying it for a number of weeks. They've already got the top spot wrapped up, but who's going to fill the rest of the spots going into the finals?
That's a good question. I think Adelaide definitely won, as you said. That is that will definitely happen. Illawarra, for me, will finish second. They go up against Brisbane in the final round, and Brisbane, crippled by injuries, riding out the season without any hope. They'll be beaten by the Hawks, you'd imagine. So it leaves positions 3 and 4, currently held by Melbourne and Perth. Now, those two teams meet in the final game of the regular season. That's on Sunday in Melbourne. It could well come down to that game, but if I'm stabbing at the top four now, I'm saying Adelaide, Illawarra, Melbourne and Perth. Cairns to miss out on countback because they've dropped series against Melbourne and Perth. You know, anything could happen in this final round. Sydney's going to Perth. If the Kings win over there, makes it interesting. New Zealand host Melbourne on Friday night. If the Breakers spring an upset, it becomes interesting. But they have lost Akil Mitchell for the rest of the season. We think he's going back to America just to have that eye injury 100% sorted.
Matt, we want always this sort of feel going into finals that it is so close, but it's been such an up-and-down season for a number of teams.
It's been remarkable. The stat man, Mark Slocum, who has worked with the NBL for so long, says this is the closest NBL competition since its inception in 1979, regardless of the fact that there have been different amounts of teams in the competition over the years. This one statistically is the closest. And just to underline that, it's not beyond the realms of possibility. We could have six teams finish the season at 14 and 14. So think about that. Six teams at 50% would mean that Adelaide finish one, Brisbane finish last, the other six have to be separated on some complicated, convoluted mathematical countback. I don't think that's going to happen, but the fact that it could underlines your point, Ben. It is quite remarkable. I've done games week in, week out where the team is seventh, and by winning, they go to second. Or they're third, they drop to sixth by being beaten. It's been so close, and that's what's going to happen in the final round. There'll be ups and downs all weekend, and not until Sunday afternoon, I believe, when Melbourne hosts Perth, will we know who actually is the top four for season 2017.
Matt, our guys have Adelaide as the $3 favourites to win the NBL title. Illawarra and Melbourne United, they're both second picks at $4, and then Perth are at $7, Cairns $13, and the Kings are $17. The Breakers, unlikely at the $21. But off those prices, if you had to give our listeners a tip a month out, who would you be picking?
Well, I tipped Gold Coast to win the Auckland Nines and was beaten in the semi-finals or the quarter-finals, so my tips might not be worth a lot, but I like the way that Melbourne are travelling at the moment. They had a couple of wins through round 18. Josh Boone last night delivered big time against Illawarra. We know that Golding and Casper Ware can get the job done. Now they're showing us they've got some backup players, the likes of Josh Boone. David Anderson back from injury in sensational fashion over the weekend. So Melbourne are looking better and better, and if they can go across the Tasman, beat the Breakers, and then down Perth at home, they'll enter the finals as the form team, you'd imagine, and a team that Adelaide will be watching very, very closely.
What are the odds, Andrew, just on that game, Melbourne and Perth? Are they up yet with Tab?
I'm pretty sure they're...
weekend?
No, we've got the Cairns-Adelaide match up at the moment. But
they're working on the others.
Yeah, but,
well, that's an interesting one too, gentlemen, because the Cairns-Taipans have Adelaide twice in the final round. So the Taipans still with destiny in their own hands. They beat Adelaide twice. They'll make the playoffs. But how do they beat the top team twice in the same weekend when it's been so hard to do all week? But what are the odds in that game won in Cairns? Because if they can win that one, it makes the second leg back in Adelaide even more interesting. So Thursday night, what are the bookies making that one, Andrew?
Yeah, they're opening them up at the moment, Matt. A few of the exotic markets are open at the moment, like a Tribet and the total odds and evens. So I'd say the head-to-head is going to be open very shortly. But just going off what I can see, I'd say Adelaide will be the favourites going into that game.
Yeah, well, they're off a loss against New Zealand, albeit very close, and I think that Adelaide will really want to make a statement in this final weekend. Plenty of people speculating that Joey Wright might rest players because they're already a short of finishing first. But last year, Dean Demopoulos rested Melbourne players in this final round. They didn't win another game for the season, so I think that Joey Wright will be very wary, and I expect him to play his big guns in both games this weekend to make sure they have that momentum heading into the playoffs.
Good on you, Matt. We'll watch it all unfold during the week. We'll talk more NBL on Thursday as well on BSB Extra. Thanks for your time, mate. Good luck.
Good on you. Great final round coming up. Enjoy.